Hey everybody, David Wygant here, sitting with Patty Stanger for The Love Report, your weekly dose of what's new and exciting in the world of love. Patty, today, man, you and I have been talking a lot, like off mic, about relationships that don't carry the, let's just put it this way, they're leeches and vampires and they suck all our blood,
they don't
right?
measure up.
They don't measure up. What is somebody to do if they meet somebody, you know, and the person has... You know how we all date with so much potential? Like,
yeah.
Oh, this person's going to be great if they get this job.
When I change their wardrobe, when I get them cosmetic surgery, when I fix their teeth, which is, you know, what we do for the Russians. When we basically teach them that they're more worth than they are. They can get a better job. They can make more money. We'll put them through school.
Right.
I mean, that was the first thing our mothers
did. We'll give them a pep talk every morning.
Our mothers would see a viable commodity, you know, from a good family and say, okay, you know, he doesn't really have a lot of money, but my dad will put him through school and make him a lawyer and a doctor. Well, what you see is what you get, baby. It don't change. Technically speaking, most people, especially men, because they hate to be emasculated. You know, we're talking right-handed, you know, total testosterone-based men, not feminine energy men, not gay men, not left-handed men, not ambidextrous man, right-handed male, will bite the hand that feeds them. And they will turn on you. And once they've gotten the Gucci suit, you know, and the new penthouse in the sky, and drove the Mercedes, they'll drive it right out of your life, off to the secretary, and they'll jump ship. And so people don't realize what you see is what you get. Now, that doesn't mean ambition. So let's clarify. So there's a guy who basically... I went to Harvard. I'm working on the next great internet idea. You know,
I'm in my third year of med school.
Yeah, I'm on my way. Yes, I'm going to have student loans. And yes, I maybe put my last dollar into green energy. But I'm telling you, I'm on the verge of greatness. Bill Gates, Steve Jobs. Mm-hmm. You knew when you met these guys were no fools. You knew that they were college dropouts, that they were working on their dreams and their passions, and they were on the cutting edge of a new frontier that only those in that community knew what it was about. Sean Parker basically jumped on the wagon to do Facebook, okay? But all his ventures prior to Facebook had failed. They were great ideas, but there were legalities in it. You knew this guy was gonna find the billion-dollar idea. He hung with the right people, he wore the right clothes, he schmoozed, he partied, he got into the scene, and he knew where the money was. So even if that guy was broke as a church mouse before Facebook, he knew that all he had to do was find that next great Yahoo or Google idea, and he was in like Flint. That's a guy who has ambition that's on the fast track. It's the loser that sits in your house with 16 degrees. I've dated this guy. He's a bookworm, but can't make a buck. Their master's degree, perpetual student, they get their law degree, then they go to medical school, and
Life is a theory.
Yeah, everything's a theory, and this is the reason I can't. They always have, I can't, cause, and they're Mr. Know-it-all, and they know everything. That's the guy to stay away from. Not to mention, the hot guy who works at the gas station, all the way to Starbucks, and no matter how cute he is, he's working on his dream to be an actor, and yet he's never acted. Never gotten any credits on television. If you're not dating a working actor, which means he has been on a multiple series as a series regular, get the fuck out of Hollywood, because that guy's never going to make it. If he's in the chorus for the rest of his life on Broadway, and he's just waiting for his big break, and he's 35, he's not going to make it. Okay? Like, I don't want to be a dream crasher or a crusher for that idea. But the truth of the matter is, you cannot waste time. If you're a woman, you basically have your eggs ticking right now. Tick tock, tick tock, and up to 35, and then we start to go into like alternative ways to have a baby. Yes, you've got surrogacy. You've got adoption. You've got in vitro. Hell, you can buy eggs. You can, you know, import a baby from China. But the bottom line is, you know, most of us want our own children. And at the end of the day, you know you don't want to waste those years on a loser. One good orgasm with oxytocin kicking in, you're fucking screwed. That estrogen is going to just fuel through your system, making you think you're in love with this guy, and you're going to turn him around. You're not. The same holds true for the man. He rescues that wounded bird in the road. She's a gorgeous little model. I'm going to get her a green card from Russia. I'm going to fix her teeth. And 3 years
later, I'm going to get her a job with my friend. I'm going to buy her a car.
Right.
I'm
going to. If she's not working when you meet her, she's never going to be working.
No.
If she was the girl that always lived from a man hand to hand because her mother said it was okay to, because her mother was a 50s bride and basically felt Stepford was in every corner of the United States, well, times have changed. The market has crashed. Clinton days are over. We live in Obamacare system, which couldn't even get passed to save its life, and nobody's helping anyone. That means we all have to be self-sufficient. I tell my girls, even though it's the Millionaires Club, you better come with a debt-free FICA score, and you better come with money in the bank. God forbid you lose your job, and you better have a job. I don't care if you drive a Toyota. You better have a job, you better have a car, and you better have money to pay for the gas. Because I'm not looking for my men to rescue these women. Now, the theory is this. If a man rescues a woman, okay, just the same like we talked before, women tend to trade up more easily than men, than the opposite side. Women will stay, even if they rescue the wounded bird in the road, forever. You know, it's almost like you gotta put the sign on the door, I've left the house, I'm not coming back. But men, the women they've rescued, the minute they get what they want, they're called claw women, they get the fuck out of Dodge, and they trade up. And usually it's the best friend that, you know, he's friends with. I mean, people don't look at it like that. We're not saying you shouldn't help and support your ambitious mate. What we're saying is that if the scales of justice are so far apart, and you're over here and they're over there, you know, you're in California and they're in New York, it's too far apart. You gotta cut it out, because they will bite the hand that fed you. They will.
Always.
It's instinctual. It goes back to caveman era.
Not only that, you'll be in this relationship where all of a sudden they will know how to play you.
Mm-hmm.
So then all of a sudden the relationship splits up.
Manipulation 101. It's very similar to children. If you watch your kids, and one parent has more money than the other, for single parents listening, and one parent could buy and sell and do and take and camp and college and cars and all the great things that you want to give a child, and the other parent can't. What the child will do is manipulate both parents against each other to get what they want. One parent might give time and love, and the other parent might give materialism. And whenever they want what they want, they'll pit them together, and they'll start to operate. It's very similar to what children do, especially in the case of divorce, because they feel they're the injured party, you should give to them. And then they grow up, that child that we marry and we actually date, to be the one that's the selfish one in the relationship. I don't care about if they're only child syndrome. We all talk about the only child syndrome. Oh, he doesn't have a share. Or the middle child. He's always poo-poo-pooed. And, you know,
or the young child. Yeah, so spoiled.
So spoiled. The youngest one is
always. Or the driven first child.
No, we're talking about somebody who came from divorce and felt a sense of entitlement. Thus, this generation. It is far worse than the 80s with the me generation. It's all about me. There isn't anything else in the world but me. And guess what? I don't have to get a job. I can be Paris Hilton.
It's the hipster generation.
I can be Paris Hilton. I can be discovered on television like The Real World and MTV. And guess what? I'm a star. Look at Kristen Cavallari. Look at Lauren Conrad. They didn't go to college, those two girls. One married a football player. The other one has her own brand.
Did you see the movie The Bling Ring?
I haven't
the
seen
Bling Gang,
where they stole
everything.
From Lindsay and all of them.
I watched it on the plane, right? Coming back from New York the other day. And it reminds me of that whole generation. That whole generation is literally because of the internet, because of technology and everything else, instant gratification. Not only that, they all believe they can get rich by doing nothing.
Right, nothing.
It's a sense of entitlement.
It's almost like the least amount of things I did. Last night I watched The Beach. Had an old movie with Leonardo DiCaprio about this place in paradise which everybody wanted to go there. There was just one problem. If you get sick or you get bitten by a shark in the case of the movie, where do you go to get help? Like, nobody thought. Because nobody's thinking. So let's talk about that. There are those who are OCD that think too much about the future, live in the future, and nothing gets done in the present. There are those who live in the present that never think about the future, and nothing gets done because they don't plan. What you want to do is be in balance. You always want to save for a rainy day, but you never know what's going to come, so you just have a little nest egg. And at the same time, you want to be present to the opportunities that come your way, be it work, be it your personal life, be it your marriage partner. If you don't stay with your plan, you will deviate from course. So if the man comes in and says, I'm hippie, I want to live off the land, I want to smoke marijuana and make make hemp clothes, and you're a girl who's going to law school, and you see yourself in the district attorney's office, those are far apart places.
And you're never going to change anybody.
No.
You're never going to convince anybody else of your plan.
Even if you feel like he's cute, he's fun, he comes from a good family, he makes me laugh, he gives me great orgasms, all I got to do is get him to New York and we'll find a job for him. It's not going to happen. Even if he comes for 6 minutes, he will resent you for 7 and leave at the last minute. I mean, that's just what happens. People, I see these stories. You think, why am I telling you such terrible tales of the city? But I see stories like this every single day. I have lived it. I have been the girl who picked up the wounded bird in the road, cleaned her off because my father was an alcoholic. And if you are a daughter of an addict, you generally enable. And then you feel if you couldn't save your parents, you're going to save the world. Okay, and Miss America 101. And it didn't work for me. I'm in my 50s, so I'm here to tell you, don't make the mistakes I made. However, that doesn't mean that you don't look at ambition. So the first thing you want to look at is their FICO score. I'm not kidding. Credit is everything. If their FICO score...
If they're responsible, they have a good credit score.
If they're not using credit cards that are not debit cards, because we all use it for frequent flyer miles, if they're not using cash on occasion because they don't have cash, okay, you're in trouble. Watch their payments. If you go to their house and their bills are piled up and they're not paying their bills, you'll know. You'll see, you know, it's stuck in a drawer somewhere and they forgot to pay their rent this month. Or you'll know when someone's irresponsible with cash. If they look the other way when the check comes and dinner, he invites you out for dinner and he doesn't pay the bill and he looks the other way because he's sweating and he's getting crazy.
One of my best telltale things, you go with a whole group of different people, right?
Oh,
and when the bill's about to come, he goes to the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah, he's the bathroom guy. The bathroom guy drives me nuts.
Okay,
it's like you're telling, he's broke.
He's broke.
Because he can't take his friends out to dinner one time.
He's a church mess.
Broke.
And the worst part is he will eat the meal. He'll think he has a sense of entitlement, usually because he's good looking. A lot of the things because I'm good looking, I bring something to the party, or I'm super intelligent. He's Mr. Know-it-all, but couldn't make a dollar. You know, he went to Harvard and had 50 degrees, and he knows how to talk about Proust. You know, he's one of those guys that thinks I should not have to pay because of who I am. You know. And this is the kind of person you'll end up in bed with because he's cute, he's charming, he knows how to manipulate you.
He knows how to give you an orgasm.
And he knows how to give you an orgasm.
Yep.
Now, when it comes to the woman, she thinks pretty gets her the entrance fee. If she's prettier than any girl, take Heidi Klum, take Rachel Bilson, throw in a Jessica Alba, and she thinks she's hot as could be. She thinks that is all she has to do. She never worked on her personality. She probably never went to school. She can't talk about any of the current topics that are happening in the news because pretty is enough. Pretty eventually will bore you to death. As Judge Judy says, you know, looks fade, but dumb is forever. So you have to look at it like that. And the point of the story is this person that you're dating, once you get past chemistry, is this person you could see yourself married to? I always tell people, you can't really look with your eyes open. Close your eyes and just imagine the next 10 years of life. Is that person in your life? Are they living with you? Are you married? Do you have kids? If you can't see it in the mind's eye,
the way they are, and most important part is
the way they are right now, not the way they see them,
or not the promise
right.
of how they're going to
no
be.
No promises.
No promises. Like I'm going to change.
Addict,
I'm getting help.
The addict will promise you anything.
He'll promise you,
you know, the kitchen sink and everything else. He's going to say, "I could do this. I could do that. I could do this." And they're always, you know, my favorite is the ADD people. They're always working on a new. Oh, guess what? I'm starting a new business, and never materializes. Oh, guess what? I'm starting a new passion, a new hobby, never materializes. Oh, guess what? I just got this, and it never materializes.
Guess what? I'm meditating. Then why'd you answer the phone?
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
it's like nothing ever materializes with these people. You are looking for someone who walks the walk, doesn't just talk the talk. Because once they talk the talk, generally speaking, they never really walk the walk. Walk the walkers don't talk a lot, by the way. There's a telltale sign that someone who's going to do it, they'll say it once or twice, and then they'll just do it. And you'll be like, whatever happened to the thing? Oh, yeah, I did it. I wrote the book. You know? I climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. I sailed the seven seas. It's like, you'll know the person will do it because they won't really talk
it's
about
funny.
It.
It's funny. A friend of mine gave me a new exercise regime, and he says, are you going to do this? I said, yeah. So he asked me 30 days later. He goes, have you done the exercise regime? I haven't talked to you. I said, I do it every day. He goes, why don't you tell me about it every day?
Because we don't talk about it. We
it's
did
like,
it.
It's like
all
news. You told me to do it. It's like, and I know if I do it for 30 days. That's another thing, too. Take a look if they want to change a habit. And this is one of the key things. If they want to change a habit, take a look at how they change that habit. If they're at it every day for 30 days and they don't use the word, I can't, I tried, I just can't do this, you know, it's like, let them, give them, you know what I always say, give them that 30-day cycle. If they've made the change in 30 days, you're with a doer. If they haven't, they have those excuses, I can't, I just don't understand, I can't run my own life, I can't, it's like, run. You're not going to micromanage their life. You're not going to date. Too many people date on potential. So next week, we're going to talk about something really interesting from Little Mermaid, okay? I'm going to give you a lesson from Little Mermaid. For those of you that have never, ever listened to us before, it's The Love Report. You can go to pattyknows.com. There's a great opt-in box there that subscribes it, so you'll get unbelievable things like podcast reports and other free things from us. So do me a favor, pass this podcast along to anybody that you know that needs help in dating, relationships, life in general.
And it's not just for singles, it's also for marrieds. People
who
are stuck in a rut with the relationship and they don't know how to get from point A to point Z because the love and the passion have gone out the window. They become roommates. You know that couple that's become roommates.
We'll be talking about
that. Well, we want to be able to help them too. And if you're just somebody who's married and kind of bored and misses that zzzz feeling that you got when you were dating, we can rev that too. We're going to be talking a lot about sex, too. A lot of people don't know how to make love. Kissing is a dying art. And most girls don't get it downstairs because the guys don't go there. How do you get a guy to go there, you know? Most men want a blowjob first before they hit the other spot. And we're going to talk a lot about how to get you off so that you feel sexually satisfied even after you're in a long-term relationship.
We will see you next week.